Okay.
Start shaking the leg, right?
Okay.
Here's number one.
Number one.
If there had been a puff of wind, we wouldn't have heard the gruesome story about the whales being killed. Four men in a boat in Dunleary Harbour. Willie, Ronan, Gary and Bob.
See the toolbox, Willie?
Yeah.
Just give me the pliers out of the toolbox.
It's a Thursday night ritual. They go out into Dublin Bay and race against other sailing boats.
Just orient it. Push it down. Oh.
It's a bit of diversion, but they're not what you'd call madly obsessive.
See my tool knife. I can't find my tool knife.
I can't find my knife either. It's on the floor there, I think. Now, hand me up the main sheet.
Stuck up on the wall of the cabin is a map of Dublin Bay with buoys marked on it.
A0 or B2 or some such, and that will indicate our marks.
Is there ever any discussion about whether you're following the right marks or following the right?
Lots of discussions on this boat.
Just as I just remarked, is that last year's chart or this year's chart?
Jeez, you're not filling me full of confidence. First the yoke is broken.
Oh, it's been repaired.
Boats are machines for breaking down.
Are they?
That's what they are. They're machines for breaking down.
They're just set for the race when news comes in over the radio.
Go ahead, Russell. This is Freebird.
Freebird, it's Russell. Just wondering, have you made a decision whether racing is going ahead or not for the Red Fleet, over?
Yes, we made a decision about 15 minutes ago, and it's all cancelled. All cancelled.
Scheisse.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Freebird out.
Who turned the radio off?
Well, let's go out and do a jolly.
Okay, right.
For an hour.
A bit of training.
Yeah.
Training.
Why is it cancelled?
No wind.
Although it's a sailing boat, they use a small engine to get out of the harbour and into the open sea.
It's okay, the engine is...
Okay,
if you just want to...
Does anybody put money in these races? Like, is anybody out for you, Bob, now?
You know what boat stands for? Bail out another 1,000.
Another explanation is a boat is a hole in the water, you pour money into.
No. We might get a spinnaker up.
The water is as flat outside the harbour wall as it is inside.
Well, that boat is healing a little bit.
There isn't a breath of wind.
No, he's a lost cause. Why don't we try... So what, in having read the book now, Gary, what would you like to do?
Go to the pub.
That was in the book, wasn't it?
There were two answers.
Page 27.
Put the engine on or go to the pub.
We should be racing down there, probably towards... Stocky Island at this stage, if there was any wind.
Can I hold that heading, Bob?
What?
Will you hold that heading just for, see if I can fill the sails?
Go back up north a bit. You might catch whatever's there.
There's no bite at all. There's nothing. I don't feel anything.
That
here we are in the doldrums.
Look at that light through the sail. Where would you get it?
That's no good on radio at all. It's all the aesthetic of light and shade, you know.
Radio people have to use their imaginations.
Something's stopping it.
No, you know, it's heavy. But
look, we never catch the speed.
So, Mr. Bowman, there's nothing you can do with this thing now.
Yeah, no, we're hurtling along quite nicely.
Yeah?
I think we've gone, in 10 minutes now, we've gone a full boat length. Not necessarily in the direction we want to go. And it was a dry boat, wasn't it, Gary?
Well, no, we used to have a Bailey's when we crossed the Arctic Circle.
Ah.
Now, I think we crossed the Arctic Circle somewhere around 150 times in the whole trip.
You're just going along the Arctic Circle.
Thank you.
back around the hill. And the mechanic came aboard, and in 5 minutes he says, you need a new engine. How do you know? There's a torch, look down there. And the conrod was sticking out the side of the engine. It was so dramatic, you know. Like, there was this big clunk of
metal. He came up with a piston in his hand.
Up front, Willie and Ronan are fiddling with the sails, hoping to catch a bit of wind. Gary and Bob are down the back.
I remember filming on an Irish trawler in Norwegian waters.
Yeah.
It's part of the mackerel quota. Ireland can fish some of the Norwegian mackerel. They catch about 60 ton at a time, you know. But they sample them to make sure they're the right size. They're ideally looking for about 3 pound mackerel. And I said to the skipper, I said, what's the market for these? Where do all these fish go? Like, can you see it in that volume? Oh, he says Japan. They like them 3 pounds, so if you can get them at 3 pounds, you're laughing, you know. That was grand. So about a week later, I'm filming in Castlebar in Baxter. They made colostomy bags, right? So I said to the guy there, I says, where's the biggest market for these bags, you know? Oh, he says Japan. He says they eat too much oily fish over there. So I said, we're exporting the problem and we're exporting the solution.
Spinnaker is not going to do anything.
Well, I just thought the other way, sometimes you get a puff of wind just as the last dying rays of the sun slip below the horizon, but not today.
So when the whale is shot and the harpoon connects, it either dies straight away or takes off like a hot snot, and it takes off with the line.
As a young man, Bob went to sea. He was part of one of the last commercial whaling expeditions by one of the giants of the industry, Salveson. It was in 1960, the end of an era.
A helicopter had done a 50-mile circuit to spot whales at dawn. It would say there's a big pod to the east or the west or the south or the north. And, of course, everyone then was issued with binoculars. It was looking all the time. Everyone was looking from deck level. But there was a guy up in the mast, in the crow's nest, as they call it, looking out as well, doing the same thing. And he'd say, Valblast, they're Norwegians. So Valblast, he'd say, that's, or there she blows, that's the classic Hollywood one, you know, there she blows. But Valblast, the Norwegians say.
And did they look nice in the water when you saw them?
Well, you only saw the hump. They're very graceful as they plough along, you know. And when they're chasing them, they're like going like mad, trying to actually get away, you know.
And the first time you saw a dead whale, what was that like?
Well, he's floating in the water. Well, my job was radio man. I was looking after radar. My other job was, there were 20 poles with a metal dagger, 4 foot metal dagger, and the poles were 20 foot bamboo poles, and I had to make sure there was a flag on them, a radar reflector, a light, and a radio beacon, because this whale, when we would kill it, we then have to pull alongside, cut the tails off, put a strop around its tail, kind of a wire strop, and pump it full of compressed air and abandon it, and then chase the more whales.
The bamboo poles were then stuck in the whale carcass, and the radio beacon allowed the sailors to find it when the day's hunt was over.
So they retraced the course back to where they left the whales, and we'd take them alongside, and each catcher could have 8 whales alongside by the tail. And then you spent the rest of the night transferring those whales, 8 whales, to the factory. So, like, one boat shot 400 whales during the season, 4 months. And we shot 100. The fleet of 11 boats shot 2,000 whales over 4 months. And each whale was worth £2,000 in the water. Everyone shared on the catch, you know. Like, down to the cabin boy, you know.
And was anyone talking about people campaigning against whaling?
Well, we knew it was all coming to a close, but because whales were getting harder and harder to find, and they were getting smaller, and the blue whales were disappearing. We only caught one blue whale, the whole fleet, you know.
And were you thinking about it? Did you have any regrets about it, or did you just think, look, this is a job, and it's like farming?
Well, to me it was a job. I was going to get... For 6 months, I've got to get a year's pay. 6 months' work was going to get a year's pay. You got a bit homesick, because you were at sea for 4 months. It was the only thing I wanted to do. It was kind of a memorable experience.
There's going to be no wind this evening. Time to pack up the sails and head home.
Well, we're out now an hour and we haven't lost anyone yet.
Yes, this is the best we've done in any race.
We're heading over.
For sailing, it was a bad evening. But for storytelling, one of the best.
We'll never get to Valparaiso this way.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.